It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
The University of the West Indies frequently promotes itself as a center of global excellence, research and practical excellence. And in several areas it is. Take the work of the Center for Resource Management and Environmental Studies at KFL, for example. But what of the cutting-edge areas of innovation and technology where jobs and careers are being fashioned in North America, Europe, and the Asian countries? This is the question we touch on in this edition of Blockchain Business, where we bring global developments in technology, money, and finance and break them down for the ordinary citizen. A recent lecture by Dr. Janice Cumberbatch, a senior lecturer at CERMES, on just over 3 decades of work by that institution, has painted a consistent picture of work which is affecting the lives of Caribbean citizens in finding solutions to climate change, sargassum seaweed, and many, many other areas that have made the institution a center of global recognition and excellence. Yet some may wonder about the progress made in researching, understanding, and paving the way for the world of technology and money, where the cultural industries and many others stand to benefit through providing young generations with the zeal and knowledge to change their lives and those of their friends and families. At a recent event at the National Library Service, Blockchain Business caught up with a professor on the Hill who had given a brief public talk at another event organized by the National Library Service, in which he argued that blockchain technology was not disruptive. An amazing comment given the quickening pace of disruption which has been growing in the blockchain and crypto assets, including cryptocurrencies and now artificial intelligence spaces, as they relate to many of the key economic growth sectors worldwide. Blockchain, we were told by the professor on the Hill, is not ready, so check back in a few years. And at least one of the head of department at KFL is among those academics who see artificial intelligence as a threat to student learning. So the narrative is not how can the many opportunities be seized in student education, but how do you prevent a student from using AI as an aid in their research and fulfilling academic assignments set for them? There is some light at KFL, however. A new paper by Trinidadian intern at the Central Bank of Barbados, Gabriela Persad, Dr. Anthony Birchwood, Professor Winston Moore of UWE, and Christopher Kinch recommends that investors in the Barbados Stock Exchange, the Trinidad and Tobago Stock Exchange, and the Eastern Caribbean Stock Exchange consider investment diversification to include Bitcoin. They cite low liquidity in these exchanges and note that despite volatility in the emerging Bitcoin space, Bitcoin offers opportunity. Blockchain technology presents a fundamental role in storing sensitive information from NFTs and art to facilitating a new gaming industry based in the metaverse, to providing a storage facility for transactions of cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin in ways that are faster, more secure, and cheaper than other transaction offerings. The technology is also fundamental to decentralized finance and new services such as staking, where investors earn positive interest rates rather than negative interest rates and compete with mutual funds and banks. The data now confirms that if a proposal in a 2016 paper by UWE economists Winston Moore and Jeremy Stephen had been adopted, it could have made a significant contribution to the health or education budgets of preceding years. There remains considerable academic misunderstanding of the value of blockchain technology to the Barbadian society, no doubt fueled by the concerns of risk and an aversion to investing in something new. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much, much more, on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.